Macmillan Audio presents The Story Collector, a New York Public Library book by Kristen O'Donnell Tubb. Read for you by Brittany Presley. Chapter 1. Baseball. Dewey Decimal 796.357. See also Sports World Series. Some people are story collectors. While others collect seashells or stuffed animals or stamps, story collectors wrap themselves in words, surround themselves with sentences, and play with participles, even those pesky, perky, dangling ones. They climb over C's and mount M's and lounge in L's. Soon enough, they land in the land of homonyms. Then, wham, they stumble into onomatopoeia, that lovely, creaking, booming bit of wordplay, and that, dear friend, is where our story begins. Crack! The bat swung over Viviani Fettler's left shoulder, then clattered to the terracotta tile floor of the New York Public Library. She shrieked and ran, red hair flying, nothing short of a firework whizzing about the bases. "Burst!" she shouted, as her foot landed squarely on the pages of The Lost Princess of Oz. Viviani's older brother, John Jr., muttered something unsavory as the ball sailed over his head. John's best pal, Carol Case, scrambled across the floor, slipping and sliding around the massive, carved oak tables until he finally spotted the ball. It was rolling neatly down the aisle between stacks of Modern Priscilla magazine and Whisper. As the children of the building superintendent, the Fettlers had played baseball in many of the rooms of the library, but the periodical reading room was their favorite. It was the perfect square, and if you squinted, the red tile floor looked just like the clay in a baseball diamond. "Second!" Viviani yelled as she towed the Bobbsey twins on Blueberry Island. Outside these thick marble walls, a horse and buggy trotted alongside clanking trolleys and honking automobiles over rumbling subways. And on a clear day, if you leaned just right, you could see the gleaming white spire of the Woolworth Building, the tallest building in the world, from this spot at 5th and 42nd. This room had ample light from multiple windows, and Viviani imagined the trees fluttering in the wind just outside as a stadium full of fans cheering her on. "Go, Viv! You can do it!" she could hear them screaming now. "Head for home, Viviani! Head for home!" She could make it. She knew she could make it. She rounded third, a copy of Once on a Time, and plowed toward home plate. Carol scooped up the ball and hurled it with a grunt. The ball whizzed past Viviani and flew directly at one of the two-story lead glass windows, a window with frilly woodwork around the sides and thick iron grills holding the glass in place. An expensive window, one that wouldn't fare well on the wrong end of a speeding baseball. At the last moment, John Jr. leapt into the air and thunk! The ball nestled into his leather glove. John Jr. touched the base at the exact moment Viviani shouted, "Home!" She slammed into him, and the two toppled over the copy of The House at Pooh Corner that served as home plate. "Out!" declared John. "Am not!" said Viviani. "R2! Am not, am not, am not!"
"Strong argument," Carol said. "But you are out, Red."
Viviani stuck out her tongue at Carol and whirled to her teammate and best friend. "Tell them, Eva! Tell them I'm in!" Eva twirled a lock of dark hair around her finger, straightening and releasing a perfect pin curl. "She's in. I'm pretty sure she's in." Viviani and John Jr. turned to the umpire.
"Ump," said John.
But it was readily apparent that this umpire would be of no use, at least not where baseball was concerned. The middle Fettler child, Edward, sat reading on an overturned garbage can.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?